Could a Satanist really ever become a Christian? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Rob Radosti with Kingdom Dwellers International, whose ministry reaches out to Satanists, warlocks, and witches, and sees many come to Christ.
You know, I can imagine how some people might wonder, you know, would God really allow a Satanist to become a Christian? I mean, they've already gone to the dark side, and not only do they not like God, they hate God and do everything against him. Could that ever happen? Well, you know, the Bible talks about how God is seeking for those people to know him. He's seeking for everyone. He wants everyone who's lost to be found, and no one is too far from the hand of God.
Well, that's true. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." You know, God is aiming for Satanists, witches, and warlocks. But honestly, someone who is following that path, they might say, oh, well, you know, I've heard many former Satanists say to me, and they said, well, you know, we were always in the pursuit of power. And, you know, I remember him telling me, he said, Christians were always viewed as very ignorant.
Yeah.
Lack of power, you know, trusting in this almighty God somewhere.
Like a fairy tale.
Like a fairy tale, right? And that God removed the power from the people. And so he was always in pursuit of power. But what was funny is when he
came... And knowledge.
Right. Well, power through knowledge and truly knowing what God wouldn't allow them to know. But I remember him explaining that when he came to know Christ, then he met true power.
And I think that is true. We're all trying to find answers here on this earth. And if someone's feeling limited by a Bible that they think is a book, but it's really the living word of God, which is able to give people power and knowledge, then they would pick it up and read it and realize, wow, this is the way to gain this insight. It is through God, not against God.
Right.
And they would see that God is all powerful, all knowledgeable. And so if you're questioning God and wondering which way is the right way, call out to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and nothing you've done can make you too far from receiving his forgiveness. Let's hear from Rob after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Light.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Rob Radosti, and he has a ministry called Kingdom Dwellers International, and we're going to find out more about his life and how he ended up with this ministry. Let's welcome to the show, Rob. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, and you have a very, very powerful testimony of your life, and we can't get into the whole thing, but I do want to mention how you are a former Satanist who actually became a devil worshiper, and you also practice witchcraft, and then you had a powerful encounter with God when you were at a Christian concert trying to convert Christians into devil worshipers. Oh. Can you just tell me real quick how that night changed your life and how instead of you converting Christians, you got converted?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you could say God had some tricks up his sleeve. I had had a near-death experience, you know, shortly before that and was tempted to cry out to God that, you know, I didn't want to believe in God and I was angry and felt like God just couldn't forgive me even if he was real. And so I took some friends to this Christian festival to try to see how many people we could convert to Satan worship. And we had all of our books and, you know, we were doing drugs and selling drugs, whatever we could. And I ended up challenging God the last night of the festival and, you know, not expecting to hear anything back, but I had this radical supernatural experience where Jesus Christ revealed himself to me and in me, and everything that I believed was a lie concerning God not being able to forgive me or, you know, God not being able to love me. And I was completely set free of witchcraft and suicidal tendencies and alcoholism and same-sex attraction and so many things. really within an instant after that experience with Jesus, where I confessed his name and I was just enraptured by his presence. And it was really the last thing that I expected to happen, but it changed the entire course of my life.
Wow, that's so powerful. And you also knew from that moment that you were going to be doing things for him. He actually really spoke to you about, you're going to use your testimony for my glory. And that's how your ministry started, was just God was going to use you. Tell me about that and what your ministry is about.
Yeah, from that very moment, I knew that the rest of my life would be dedicated to seeing this same Jesus revealed to and in other sinners, just like I was. And I actually saw this vision, which wasn't strange to me, because being in the supernatural, even on the other side, I would see visions and things like that. But this was different. It was a sentence that was written in front of me, and it said, "Everything that you've been through will now be turned around and used for my glory." And I had no idea what that meant. I'd never seen even that type of terminology before. And so, yeah, I knew that somehow, some way, God was going to use all that brokenness and confusion. So at this point, we've ministered in all 50 states. We've been to about 50 countries with the opportunity to share what Jesus has done, both for me and my wife, and specifically this testimony of deliverance from witchcraft and darkness. And we've seen thousands of Satanists, witches, warlocks come to the knowledge of Christ. And it's just been incredible.
Wow. So your desire really is to reach people with the powerful gospel and to show them the love of God, because you felt that rejection. And you know from all the bad things you've done that God has the power to forgive those who are in that type of satanic ritualistic thing or devil worship, that he still can forgive those people.
Absolutely. Everything's fully provided in the blood of Jesus, but they need a connection point. They need somebody to share the good news with them and tell them that they don't need to be orphans anymore.
Wow. So you have written some books. You also are starting a church and you have a website. Can you tell me about all that?
So we've been in full-time ministry, me and my wife, 11 years, and our website is glorybomb.com, GloryBomb. The name of the ministry is Kingdom Dwellers International. The Glory Bomb is kind of just an easy-to-remember shortcut for people, especially in passing. You say that, and they don't really forget that. And that's where you can find our itinerary, our online store, different teachings, articles me and my wife have written, you know, like Elijah List articles, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then we love to meet up with people on the road. We have a pretty full itinerary, lots of international stuff as well. We've got Europe and, you know, all different places. I'm also very active on social media, Facebook, if you search my name. And the other thing is, you mentioned the church plant. God is doing a fresh thing. He's given us a vision called Church 14. So for short, we call it C14. And we're currently meeting online in a Facebook group. It's called C14 Online Hub. And that's just C14. And if you search that, you'll find the group. You can request to join. Every Tuesday night, we teach free teachings. We do ministry. We do classes. And we're also planning a physical hub for C14 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So there will be training opportunities, equipping, family, community. So we're really looking forward to everything that God's doing.
Wow. What does C14 stand for?
Church 14. It's from a dream that I had, and the Lord showed me Acts 14 and Acts 14 people. It's the story of Paul and Barnabas at Iconium, and it says that they come with the good news of Jesus, and as they preach, the religious leaders and the self-righteous would come and poison the minds of the people against the good news of the gospel. And so instead of running out of the city with their tail between their legs, it says that they decided to stay longer, focusing on discipling people in the word of his grace, and signs and wonders begin to follow them. And tons of Jews and Greeks were added to the church. So we're just believing that we are in a season of reformation, and that we're going to see reformation in society, in the church. And we're not going to run out with our tail between our legs from opposition, demonic opposition, religious opposition. We want to see people know who they are because they know who Jesus is intimately, who they were created to be, and really living out of the overflow of that intimacy with the Holy Spirit, so that their lives are full and that they're walking in the good things that were prepared for them from the foundation of the earth.
Wow, that's so wonderful. And your ministry is Kingdom Dwellers International. If you want to get a hold of Rob or his wife, who have a powerful ministry together, glorybomb.com. And Rob, there are people listening right now who have been into witchcraft, or they've experienced something satanic, or they're just going through depression, suicide. I don't know what's going on in their life, but they're listening to this for some reason. What would you say to someone right now to help them to get freedom that they need?
I would say that you are 100% qualified to know him, because you were engineered and defined. You were designed to know him. You were defined by him. And it's time to see what and who you were born for. There is a life designed for you, and it's the life of his design. And his blood is what you were valued at, not what you've done, where you've been. So from the foundation of the world, God has held the value and esteemed you as valued at the blood of his very own son. And that is the greatest gift that anybody could ask for. And so you don't need to be an orphan. There's a family. This is not just some belief system. It's a family. You're adopted in, and all we want to do is just come alongside and help you unwrap this gift that you've been given.
Mm, the gift of Jesus by the power of his blood, washing away your sins.
Amen.
And this is such a powerful testimony. Rob has books out if you want to go to his website and learn more, or have him come speak at your church or your outing. It's Kingdom Dwellers International, and it's glorybomb.com. We're going to pray for those who are listening. Thank you so much, Rob, for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lord God, we just thank you so much for ministries like this, Lord. But most of all, it's an amazing thing to talk about and to believe for thousands of people to be swept into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a time and a season where Christians should not be afraid or sitting there hiding in some type of bunker. We are called to get out in the streets and preach the gospel, to share the love of God and to share the light of Christ in a crooked and depraved generation. Lord Jesus, equip us, give us the strength, give us the encouragement, oh God, to run the race, to run a race that counts, and to run as if one wins the race. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.